the bishops have not joined in the effort to overturn the law entirely and have always supported a universal health care access. The Supreme Court decision did not decide our issues, which include federal funds for elective abortions, the lack of conscience protection in the Affordable Health Care Act, and also the denial of ability on the part of immigrants to purchase health care in these new exchanges. So those issues were not decided today. Our issues are primarily religious liberty issues, and so we think that our efforts to defend and promote religious liberty need to go forward with as much vigor as ever.
I know as Archbishop of Baltimore, there were concerns about the mandate part for the requirement for employers to provide the health insurance that covers birth control. So tell us again what your feelings are about that regarding today's decision.
Today's decision did not touch the HHS mandate and its requirement that church entities and other conscientious employers provide pharmaceuticals and surgical procedures that are against their teachings and convictions. Those are religious liberty First Amendment issues. I think that the Supreme Court decision was decided on other grounds, such as the government's power to tax. And so the lawsuits that have been filed around the country to defend our First Amendment rights will probably go forward, and certainly the efforts of the bishops to try to get these things fixed, hopefully in Congress, and if not in the courts, will certainly go forward.
This has been all part, Archbishop, of the Fortnight for Freedom, correct? This has to do with the fasting and bringing attention to this. Am I right?
The Fortnight for Freedom certainly does pertain to the HHS mandate, but it's broader. Even if we were to prevail with regard to the HHS mandate, the very fact that the administration would try to define narrowly what a church is and what our mission is, the very fact that it would try to impose something on us against our teaching, the very fact that it would argue before the Supreme Court that churches have no special rights in whom they can hire as ministers, that gives you some overall concerns that there's a mindset there that is hostile to organized religion. And there's a further concern that this hostile mindset really reflects the broader culture. And so the need to defend religious liberty is very important, and it's something that's going to be with us for quite a while. So we have to pray, we have to study, have to become informed about the challenges, and then to take action.